Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, Dennis Price, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips.
To run an office in the services efficiently, you need a strict routine, a devoted staff, tidiness, and some Herbert who can make tea. The one thing you don't need is Sub-Lieutenant Phillips. His cups of tea are like rancid glue.
Nothing like a good cup of tea in the morning.
There certainly isn't. Incidentally, what's this we're drinking?
Tea. I just made it.
What with?
Oh, a bit of this and a bit of... tea, of course.
Well, you could never tell.
How about another cup?
Well, much as I like to live dangerously, no thanks.
Well, there's plenty in the pot.
Then hadn't you better chuck it away before it sets?
Yes, otherwise it'll be a shocking job trying to chip it out. Yes. Was a bit on the thick side, I suppose.
Oh, no, of course not, Leslie. I'm not complaining. It's just that it's so difficult to use a knife and fork in a cup.
Well, that settles it. This is the last time Leslie's the tea boy.
Oh, dear. You're not going to sulk, are you?
Sulk? Me? Of course not.
Uh-oh. Here we go. More tea, Leslie.
No, thank you.
Not even half a slice. There's plenty in the pot.
Well, no, thank you. No. Much as I like to live dangerously.
Leslie. Leslie. Leslie.
We're on duty, you know.
Well, what about it?
Mr. Phillips, if you don't mind.
Snob.
On the contrary, just discipline.
Nut, you're sulking.
Miss Chasen, I must ask you to have a little more respect for a superior officer. And, I am not sulking.
You are.
I'm not.
You are.
I am not.
You are.
I tell you, I'm not.
Hello, you lovebird. Any tea left in the pot?
It's marvellous, really.
What's the matter? Don't say you've drunk it all.
Oh, no, no. There's plenty in the pot, sir.
Mind you, some people think it'll be stiff as a board by now.
Well, you know me. I like the sort of tack you need a knife and fork for.
Really? Jolly good, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
And you're the only one who can make the filthy muck.
Well, really. All I can say is, district nurse.
I wonder what's upset him.
I don't know, sir. Perhaps he's thirsty.
Yeah, number one.
Oh, Lieutenant Commander Staunton. How are you, sir?
I'm fed up, old fruit. Things going like this round here, I should have to ask for another draft.
What things, sir?
Well, the fishing, of course. It's hopeless. You know what I've caught this week? A pram, 14 pins, and an oil drum.
Well, what are you using for bait? A magnet? Excuse me for mentioning it, sir, but while walking round the draft this morning, I noticed an enormous pile of old iron down by the jetty. I suppose it's nothing to do with you.
Yes, we catch for the month, old dear. The council took last month away in the Three Channel, you know.
I wonder what they did with it.
Oh, I can tell you that, old sport. They tipped you back in the sea. They always do.
Pretty. Yeah.
One bit of a treadle sewing machine I've caught three times this year already.
Ah, the wanderer returns. Feeling better, Mr. Phillips?
Yes, thank you.
What's that? Oh, it's you, Mr. Phillips. Been fishing?
No, sir.
Oh, well, in that case, you're late. Get the kettle on, will you? There's a good chap. Tell him we had a cup of that toppy soup you call tea.
Now, look here. I don't wish to be difficult.
Good. Off you go laughing, Mr. Phillips, and brew up. I'm going to take a leisurely trot over to the stores and see if Chief Petty Officer Pertwee is receiving visitors today.
Hello? 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 Oi! Oi!
And what my chubby little fat fore and aft friend? What are you doing over Chief Petty Officer Pertwee's phone?
Rattling it.
Then get your dumpy digits off it before I rattle you.
Could I want to phone somebody, Chief?
Yes. Then so you shall. After you've popped your pennies into Pertwee's piggy bank.
You mean I got to pay for the call?
I do.
Well, that's not right. It's the store's phone. You don't have to pay the bill.
So what? I had to buy the piggy bank, didn't I? Yeah, with a copper.
Yeah, you're rotten. That's what you are, rotten. A rot, two tops and a ten, rotten.
Come on, come on, hand over. Percy Pig is waiting. And the other one?
The one I put four in.
Three.
Four.
Three.
Give me a knife. I want to get me money out again.
Certainly not. You're getting a knife. No mistakes can be rectified once you've let go of the lolly.
Well, it's a swindle. I put four of Abel Seaman Johnson's pennies in there.
Three. One of those is probably French.
Dutch.
French.
Fourpence.
Seven. Number, please.
I'll get it myself. Hello? Is that Mrs. 100? Oh, yeah. I want a trunk call.
Hey, here, you cheat!
Hello? Trunk? I want Vincent. Hi. This is Abel Seaman Johnson here.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Johnson. I trust all is well.
No, it isn't. Sell 500 of the Barking Creek Building Society Industrial. They're down and ate me.
I can't tell you how sorry I am about that, sir. Quite unexpected on the market, I assure you.
Sell 500? Yeah, what's going on, Johnson?
Do you mind? I'm chatting with my stockbroker. Yeah. Hello, Gibbons. What do you think of Portcullis Oil, then?
Oh, very steady, sir. Regular trade, Portcullis Oil.
Buy 6,000 of them, Gibbons.
Immediately, sir, without fail.
Good man, Gibbons. Goodbye. Johnson, yes, Chief?
Here's your Portcullis back. I can't take money off a raving nut.
Thanks, every little help, doesn't it?
Oh, look at it. Well, I told you before. I don't know what you're up to, but if there's any more of it, Portcullis or not, you'll get done.
Right, that's your lot, then.
My lot?
Yeah. Abel Seaman Johnson's not going to have you on the staff of his London office.
London office? I've never heard so much of it. What are you talking about? Hello, Dawes here.
Is Mr. Abel Seaman Johnson out here?
Who wants to know?
Well, this is a mansion house typing agency. It's about the staff of his London office.
Hey? Mr. Johnson, sir.
Yes?
It's for you, the money ship.
Thanks. Hello? Oh, sir, yes. Lovely. References all right? Well done. Get the teleprinter in as soon as possible. Make sure she's a blonde, won't you? Good morning.
I say, Johnson. Johnson, it's a joke, isn't it? Yeah, it's a joke all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Must be.
Chief.
Who? Oh?
What are you laughing at?
Oh, just the idea of you having all... told me serious.
Oh, well, if you don't mind, I'm going to knock off now. Got to have lunch at me club, you know. Abel Seaman Johnson's addressing the Rotary after he's had his pudding.
Yes, but look here, Johnson.
I'll be back about 3. Good morning.
No, wait, Johnson. Look, Johnson! Look, wait a minute. Oh, damn, it must be a legacy. Unlegged.
Number, please.
You don't know how much it hurts me to say this, Edda. But would you give me the local police?
You're ill.
No, I'm not. It's not me.
I'll put you through.
Right.
Edit it. This is the governor of the Bank of England, yeah.
Oh, yes, sir.
Did any of my local lolly shops get jimmied last night?
No, Mr. Pertwee, they didn't.
I'm sorry. I got it wrong number. Where'd he got it from? That's what I want to know. Where'd he got it from? Where'd he got it from? It's what I want to know. Was it here? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Stores. Come on, let's have a count. Have a count. And right, then. Right, six blankets. Woolen, single. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's all right, then. Drinking mugs, will it? How many drinking mugs here? Drinking mugs. 10. 14. 1, 2, 3, 4. 7, 12, 13, 14.
Morning, Chief. Taking stock?
I never touched so much as a... What's it doing? Well, yes. It's all I've said. I'm just checking the inflammatory.
Now, I wonder what's going on.
Going on, sir? Why?
Well, you're supposed to check the inflammatory every Friday and never do. Today's Tuesday and here you are hard at it. Something dodgy somewhere.
Yeah, there certainly is. No. Oh, no, sir. No, you've got it all wrong, sir. Just
overwork. Overwork? Oh, come now.
But it's true, sir. It's true, honestly. Slaving away in these stores as we do, sir. We never a word of complaint. Never a word of complaint falling from our lips. The weeks and the months, they go by with monotonous regularity, Mr. Chitty. And what's more, never a moment does Jack have time for play, sir. Never a month. Down here, one day's got another. Tuesday or Friday, it's all the same to us. We carry on to the limit of human endurance. In a devoted effort to do our duty to the flag. Whilst there's a drop of English blood in the vein.
Oh, do shut up. Chief, in order to make a break from all the monotonous regularity, I've got a bit of slaving away for you to do elsewhere.
But we're perfectly happy here, sir. Oh, yes. Perfectly happy. Never a word of complaint for
you. Yes, right. But Commander Povey is coming over later, so I want that pile of rubbish down by the jetty moved before he sees it.
Very good, sir. I'll have it. Have it all. I will. Right away. What Commander Povey coming over for this time, sir?
I don't know, really. He's bringing some chap with him. Something about an investigation into a sunken German ship off our coastline. Supposed to have been full of treasure and gold bullion.
Treasure? Did I hear you say bullion?
Now, don't get excited, Chief. If there is a wreck and there ever was any treasure in it, I expect it's all been found by now.
Yeah. Yes, I imagine it is. And I've got a nasty, sneaking suspicion I know who found it. Give him the rotary a chat after he's pudding. Just wait till I get my paws on him, that's all right.
I say, Hera. Heather, I say, I...
Miss Chasen, if you don't mind, we are on duty, you know.
Oh, Lord. Don't let a chap forget he's been a Charlie, will you?
No, not for some days yet.
Well, that's all right, then. I was afraid... I know what it is.
What?
You're sulking. It doesn't do you now, Miss Chasen. We all get the needle sometimes. Well, you take it from me. You've got to know when to come out of the rain. I know.
Oh, no, you don't. If you'd been a sub-lieutenant on the Ark, you'd have gone walkies in the flood.
Yes, of course I should. I've got a chromium-plated medal for swimming 2.5 widths of the Kensal Green Baths in night... you're being sarky. I might have known number one couldn't keep his paw off that thing for long.
Yes, it's odd, isn't it? Perhaps he thinks you work here. Well, stay out here much longer and he'll figure it out for himself. Well, if he doesn't, Commander Povey will. He's in there, too.
Oh, lummy. Coming, sir.
Come in.
Sublummy Poor sulking. Kensal Green Art swimming. Two and a half whiffs of Leslie Phillips.
Mr. Phillips, have you ever tried listening when you start talking?
Only once or twice, sir.
Commander Povey, perhaps you better introduce our guest.
Yes, I was wondering when we'd get round to it, number one.
No, don't worry about it, sir. I mean, I've known both of you for quite a time, so introductions are hardly...
We weren't talking about you fool. I want you to meet Sir Jimson Snerd.
Oh. How do you do, sir?
I'm most quickly fitting.
Sir Jimson has reason to believe that there is a German bullion ship lying off the island. Sunk during the last war, of course.
A bullion ship, eh? What makes you think it's sunk near here, sir?
Well, it must be.
Why, sir?
Well, we've looked everywhere else.
I presume you'll be requiring some form of assistance from us, sir.
That's the ticket.
Well, when do we start today, sir?
The sooner the better. My colleagues and I have reason to think that the wreck may not be far off your jetty.
Oh, then they've made a mistake, sir. I mean, after all, that must be Troutbridge, after I clouted a couple of times with...
I wish somebody had clout you. Sir Jimson Snerd is curator of the Morden Maritime Museum. And they have recently acquired some treasures known to have been on this German bullion ship.
Quite right. My father offered a reward for information as to the ship's whereabouts. And after we'd examined one or two items of treasure that were brought to us, we were most richly pleased to pay the reward to one of your local inhabitants.
Good gracious, I wonder if it's anyone we know.
Oh, I doubt if he was in the service.
Why is that, sir?
Well, he was most prepared. Naturally, as we paid the reward, we want to make sure the bullion is actually there.
Yeah, I say, number one, old fruit, I've had a bit of luck. I bagged a tiddler.
Once on duty, I presume.
What? Oh, Lord, you Povey. That run of luck didn't last long, did it?
Lieutenant Commander Stanton, sir, this is Sir Jimson Snerd.
What is? I am. You what?
Sir Jimson Snerd.
Oh. How do you do? Extraordinary thing, you know, you're the living image of my number one.
I am your number one.
No. No, you can't be. No, you can't be, old brute. I haven't got a number one called Jimson Snerd.
Commander Stanton, this gentleman is here to do some salvage work off the jetty.
Oh, well, he'll be wasting his time. I've done it all. Prams, jam jars, bicycle wheels, I've caught a lot, you know.
Well, those aren't exactly the kind of things I'm after.
No, neither was I, but I got them just the same.
Hello, number one here.
This is Chief Petty Officer Pertwee, sir. Have you seen Abel Seaman Johnson at all?
Well, it's pretty difficult to miss anything that size, wouldn't it?
Oh. Very ripped off here, all of you, I'm sure, sir.
Let's see, isn't Johnson supposed to be with you?
Yeah, yes, he is, sir, but I haven't seen him since he left to give the Rotary a short, sharp chat after his pudding.
Gee, well, I expect he's around somewhere. In fact, he's pretty round everywhere, isn't he? Still, I'm glad you phoned, Chief. I was just about to ring you.
Not guilty, sir. I reserve my defense even if I haven't got one.
No, it's all right. I just want you to meet Commander Povey, Mr. Phillips, and another gentleman and myself down at the jetty straight away.
But all of us? It'll never stand the weight, sir.
No arguments, Chief. I'll see you down at the jetty just as soon as you can get there.
Oh, well, that might be quite a while, sir. I mean, I've got this lip come on all of a sudden. The great tragic in Wan Soo Young. Touch the screws, of course.
I don't care if you had to walk down there on your hands, Chief. Cut along to the jetty straight away. Goodbye.
Hello, Chief. Sorry I'm a bit late.
How nice of you to drop in.
Yeah.
We're due down at the jetty if you weren't thinking of doing anything else.
Oh, just have a look in my engagement book.
No, you won't.
No, you won't. Where have you been all this time?
Business, you know. I've been making a takeover bid.
Takeover bid? For what?
The mint.
The mint.
The mint?
What are you talking about, the mint? You couldn't even buy a bottle of their sauce.
That's just where you're wrong, so there. In the city, Abel Seaman Johnson is known as Old Money Trousers.
Money trousers? Money bags, you nit! All right, Johnson. Where's it come from?
Oh, you had a little find.
On you, it's the treasure. You've got your fat little maulers on the treasure.
How did you know about it?
How did I know? Johnson, aren't you forgetting who you're talking to? Pertwee always knows.
Well, you're too late this time. I've given the treasure to the museum, and me stockbrokers are looking after the gold and me reward money.
Chaucer, do you realise what you've done? You'll be in the nick for about 200 years.
No, I won't.
If T.P. Pertwee doesn't get his cut, you will. Look, how did he get you hooked onto it in the first place?
I didn't. Lieutenant Commander Stanton got his on it.
Captain?
Yeah, along with all the usual old rubbish he catches, he's been fishing out gold blocks for weeks. All I had to do was wait until he'd finished and sort of tidy up after him.
You never said a word to your devoted and ever thoughtful superior officer and friend.
Who, my mum meant?
No! Me and your fool, she said you was a pert week.
Oh, yeah.
It hurts, Johnson. That's what it goes.
I can't feel a thing.
But you will.
Yeah, I thought I would.
Yeah, you will. Now then, come on, we'll talk this out later. We've got to get down the jetty.
What for?
Surprise, surprise. Commander Povey and a bloke from somebody called Mary Times Museum wants us to look for the treasure.
Well, that's silly. I've already found it. I mean, when they go down and look for it and find it's all gone, and they remember I was the one who claimed the reward for locating. Good morning.
And the prisoner ate a hearty pudding. All right, come on, fat toad, let's get out of the jetty.
I can only say that taking all this trouble to help locate the treasure is most awfully nice of you.
What is the plan of action exactly?
We took some soundings earlier, and those in conjunction with all the other information we have at our disposal give us the most clear good idea of where the wreck is situated. All I want to do is to make a few test probes with a grab on the end of your jetty derrick.
Well, I can imagine we can fix that for you, sir.
Of course you realize we can't allow you to operate the derrick yourself, sir. Being Admiralty property, it must be handled by an officer who fully understands the mechanism.
When do I start,
sir? No, sir, don't you touch it.
Get the covers off, Chief.
No, sir, really, sir, no. Is it why? Why don't you leave it for a week or two? Until it gets to know you and make friends.
Stop arguing, you two, and get the covers off.
Aye, sir, but I'll need some help. Come on, Johnson.
Now, just a minute, I'm just using the jetty guard's phone here. Hello?
Gibbings, and, oh, bother, I can never remember the... Oh, yes, Gibbings.
This is Abel Seaman, Mr. Johnson, Gibbings.
Oh, dear. Oh, it's quite awful, sir. I'm afraid that along with all our other clients, you've lost everything.
Hey, everything? You mean the market crashed?
Oh, no, sir, no. One of our partners seems to have vanished and taken every stock, share, and note of currency in the firm.
Well, which Gibbings was it?
Oh, it would never have been a Gibbings, sir. It was one of our junior partners, a Mr. Ignatius Pertwee. Only joined us this morning.
I should have known. They're rotten, they are. Rotten! Every one of them rotten!
Rotten, rotten.
Rotten.
Johnson! Yeah, and he's the rottenest of the lot. Goodbye, Gibbons.
Oh, come on, you useless lump. Come on. Mr. Phillips is going fishing for your court martial. Look, as soon as they fetch up one of them crates and find that it's empty,
and they remember that it was a greedy gut called Johnson who claimed the reward as well, they'll add one and one and make three.
One and one, three?
Yeah. Four in two men and you.
Hey, wait a minute, just a minute. If there's only one thing can save you now.
What's that? Mr. Phillips and his mechanical bent. And if he bends these mechanics enough, you'll be in the clear.
Derek and Grab, ready the lowering, sir.
How deep do you want to go, sir?
To the bottom, of course, you idiot.
If you just lower it onto the seabed, then close the grab and see what comes up.
Quite. But try not to come up with a handful of beans.
Right, sir. Lower away, Chief.
Lower away, Chief, sir.
What is it, Johnson? If they're not too podgy, cross your digits.
Still don't see how Abel Seaman Johnson's going to get out of the sediment.
You will if Mr. Phillips grabs up what I think he will.
Grab on seabed, Mr. Phillips.
Grab your clothes. I mean, close your grab.
close your grab, Chief.
Third close, sir.
Haul away.
Haul away, sir.
Do you see what they picked up now, sir?
Oh, good. The suspense is absolutely free.
Oh. What on earth?
It must be something pretty big.
He's done it, Justin. He's done it. We'll be in the clear any second now.
Yeah. What's going on? But the jet is shaking. What the blazes of you... Mr. Phillips, you idiot! Stop the grab! You're pulling up under the jetty support!
What?
Everybody in!
You stupid, bungling lot of morons! It'll be months before we can find out if the treasure's there now!
Yes, probably. All that reward money for nothing!
Well, Johnson! Johnson! Any comment from our tubby tycoon?
Yes.
That was John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman.